Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and this is AIR. I am really thrilled and excited to have a wonderful person and friend of mine. Her name is CJ Martiz, and she is an international recognized healer, author, and creator of the art, Akashic Field Therapy, or ATF, an integral method of soul clearing that helps the individual identify and remove subconscious negative thought patterns. Her work blends behavioral and integral psychology, vibrational medicine with a cutting-edge Western science to produce amazing results. I want to welcome CJ to the show. It's a real pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So, why don't we get started with telling a little bit more about you?
Well, let's see. I've been doing healing work for quite a few years, actually. I originally was trained in vibrational medicine, which later led to actually the development of AFT as a healing modality. Similarities between my training for vibrational medicine really led to the chart system and the things that I developed. So I work with clients all over the world to help them, you know, to clear limiting behaviors, negative beliefs, and so forth. I've been intuitive since I was a small child, so I've been using my intuition for a really long time. I'm 38, so.
Oh, you're a baby.
And I guess that's all I would say about myself.
Okay. Now, you've done a lot of training, and how did it come about your interest in the Akashic field?
That's actually a really good story. I was at a friend's Christmas party in 2004, and they were looking at a file on my friend's laptop. It was Science in the Akashic Field by Irvin Laszlo. That was the first that I had ever heard of him, but I was immediately intrigued. It was one of those synchronous things that happened. So I asked for it for Christmas and got it. I read it in about 3 hours.
Wow.
And really digested it very quickly. And his theories were amazing about the Akashic Field, i.e. the Akashic Records. And I thought, you know, if that information resource is there, then there must be a way to interpret the information. And so within 6 months, Akashic Field Therapy was born. So, it's like I was born to do this work. It's very fulfilling to be able to do what I do on a daily basis for my clients.
Okay, so what exactly is the Akashic Field or the Akashic Records? What exactly is that?
Okay. The Akashic Field is a more modern term for the Akashic Records, which have been spoken about in ancient culture since about the beginning of time. It's also called, you'll hear it referred to as the Book of Life. The reason that it's called that and the reason that the ancients spoke of it is because they had the awareness that every single thought, you know, action, everything was actually recorded somewhere. So it was an important history of ourselves, that sort of the continuity between life experience to other life experiences. So basically what Laszlo, his theory said is, you know, here we are with quantum physics. We have discovered that there is actually energy moving through what they call zero point. And his theory was to take it a step further and say, you know what, that's full of information. That's actually data. So his theory of everything was basically that underlying all life, you know, all the way out to the universe, is encoded information for the very fabric of life itself. as individuals, we have an Akashic Field type of hologram, which basically is the recorder of everything, you know, Jennifer, that you do on a daily basis.
Right.
And so it's really, you know, I look at it as a super database, because if you think about the number of thoughts, which are 60,000 in a given day, you know, you think about all those thoughts and everything actually, you know, it's energy and never really, you know, it doesn't disappear or dissipate once the thought is there. So the Akashic Record or the Akashic Field is just a more modern term for the Akashic Record. And I think it's a very fascinating subject, obviously.
Obviously. And it's like, okay, with your method, with the AFT, you're able to go back and erase negative thoughts that happen. Is that correct?
Really what AFT is doing is looking for unresolved traumas. Now,
okay,
once the energy is created and recorded, you can't really erase it.
Okay.
You know, there's been belief that you can rewrite the Akashic Records. Well, it's not exactly true. What the subconscious reacts to and causes your defense mechanisms in your daily life are reacting to unresolved traumas and basically unfinished business. So what AFT does is interpret that information into what I call a life program with a central trauma associated with it that's as yet unresolved.
Okay.
And so what we're doing really is, instead of trying to replace what the subconscious is reacting to, once it has resolution, it's written into the field and the subconscious no longer has its attention on that particular point. You know, life happens and basically everything that happens to us is designed in some way to resolve things that we have left undone.
Yes. Now, my question to you, how is this different to like NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, or hypnosis, which also deals with finding those triggers and altering them or resolving them?
Well, what I would say to that is, you know, AFT is complementary to just about any type of other healing modality. What we're doing is being very specific in nature to be able to very easily identify what core issues are present for an individual, and then giving them various action items or what I call integration tools allow them to take some sort of action. When we're going through our daily life experiences, we are, you know, have defenses mobilizing all the time, but we don't really know why. Once we have those aha moments, that's when we kind of figure out things and things will resolve on their own. What AFT does is it looks at what those are in a very specific manner. And so it liberates or frees energy. But it also then, you know, answers the question as to why things have occurred the way that they have.
Mm-hmm.
It provides insight into, you know, recurring patterns in our life. You know, we all have things that we try to consciously overcome.
Right.
Sometimes, though, we just don't have the right thought or the right information. So the subconscious can kind of thwart your goals a little bit when you're trying to move forward in your life. And so instead of that tug of war going on, you know, AFT identifies exactly what is tugging and allows you to resolve it very quickly rather than, you know, hoping that you get the right thought at the right time.
Right.
I've had the experience of having a single thought change and move mountains. So, you know, the power of our thoughts is enormous.
Yes, it is. Now, how does AFT get the information that's needed?
That's also a great question. There are currently 17 different charts in the method, and the way that I would ask people to visualize that is a table, like a table with rows and columns. Each one of the boxes that is subsequent to that have different patterns in them. So we have different charts that can kind of encompass the entire human experience, hopefully. Well, it's always growing. We have charts for what the stored traumas are. We have charts for emotional blocks, limiting beliefs, things that are very specific. And we use dowsing, which is using a pendulum, to research and use those charts finding what those yes answers are if it's on a particular chart and sort of following that. And we call it following the yes response.
Right.
And so what happens in a typical session is what the identification of what I call five life programs. And what a life program is any series of associated patterns with a particular trauma. So once we get a full, clear view of what the trauma was and what negative beliefs, limiting behaviors, emotional blocks, emotional states, things like that, that were a result of that. So it's like a discovery process. And dowsing has actually, you know, been proven to be a very effective way scientifically to identify, you know, information that was previously unknown.
Right. So how exactly does unresolved traumas really affect our daily lives? Is it just like self-sabotaging?
It is self-sabotaging. And the other thing is that, you know, we all have many fears, even fears that we may not be consciously aware of. Subconscious is going to try to protect you from harm. So let's say that you have a traumatic experience of abandonment. So you're in everyday life, you're in relationships. You may cling to unhealthy relationships as a result of having that type of trauma because you fear abandonment. So the trauma is kind of primary, and then the secondary fears and things that kind of ensue from there are going to create those defense mechanisms, are going to create, you know, those things that really limit you. The other thing that the Akashic Field really holds for us as well is all the future potentials. This is kind of hard to fathom if you think about every single possible pathway that you could take. When you're contracted by the fears created by the subconscious, then suddenly your perception is very narrowed. And that means you can't call into action those future potentials as well as you could if you were unencumbered by the particular trauma.
Okay. Now, the next question I have is, how is the Akashic record different than the DNA? Or are they interconnected?
That's also a great question. You have great questions for me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I guess what I would say is there's similarities there and there, you know, are differences. You know, the Akashic Field really represents that interconnectedness because within that field of energy, we are really not separate from anybody else on the planet. So what we do largely affects the global populace, whether we realize it or not.
Right. We are all one, correct?
That's right. We're all one. As far as our DNA goes, my theory is that the Akashic Field really delivers the information for those building blocks. In other words, thus the information is in the Akashic Field for the development of DNA that spawns, you know, our life. And so in that way, they're kind of separate, but they're really together. I know that's kind of paradoxical, but...
Life is paradoxical now, isn't it?
Yeah, life is. Yes, you're right about that.
Okay. So basically, they're separate, but yet they can be somewhat interconnected.
Right, and you carry with you those, you know, when you go from one lifetime to another, the sum of all your experiences never leaves you. It's your
right.
Continuity. So when you talk about things being at a cellular memory level, when you talk about things, you know, clearing your DNA, things like that, what you're really doing is releasing things from the Akashic Field. And the subconscious is the regulator of the data. The reason for that primarily is that think of all the vast amount of information, and the conscious mind really couldn't handle that. So the positive aspect of the subconscious, obviously, is that, one, it regulates things in the body. We don't have to think about, like, breath and our heartbeat.
Right.
But also that, you know, that it's able to regulate the information that's moving through. Then on the flip side, the subconscious can be kind of a tricky thing as far as what we've been talking about before with unresolved traumas, triggering defense mechanisms, because it's a little bit like a child that wants to be protected and to protect you. So when it sees a trauma, a past memory, basically, and something in your life matches up very closely, that's when the defense mechanism actually occurs, because subconscious is, you know, regulates your fight or flight response. It's very similar, though, in each moment to a little bit lesser, you know, lesser degree.
Right. Okay. So you find the information. The basic process then is basically what? I mean, you've got the chart. You figure it out. You're following the yes path. What exactly is the patient actually going through? Is it, I mean, I got your book, The Acacia Records, Affirmation, Healing the Past and Creating Your Future, which is a great book. It has some great affirmations and a great process. Is it going through that process of the affirmations to change the Akashic field?
Well, basically, the client experience is one of getting a whole, you know, a bunch of information in a context, basically interpreted for them. In other words, okay, we have this unresolved trauma, this limiting belief, and so forth.
Right.
And the practitioner will interpret that information to help you make those connections to your daily life. You know,
okay.
I can see data all the live long day.
Right.
But if it's not meaningful and relevant. And so there's a really good interpretive process there as far as helping a person, you know, ultimately see those things. Because I need to see the patterns. That's the whole point of AFT, is to be able to see things that you previously were unaware of.
Okay. Now, as you're going through the process, and let's say you hit on what you think is the core,
mm-hmm.
does it also, once you fix that, it does expand and fix several other problems at the same time. Negative thought patterns, correct? Or
correct.
Can it?
It can, and actually for every life program that's identified, it's likely or very probable that you have other similar life programs running. You kind of think of them as little computer programs that are running.
Right.
And so when a client receives their session, it's important what follow-up is recommended for the client, whether it be massage or affirmation or flower essences or whatever's going to be supportive of their own processing. When they take those actions in their daily life, then they're, you know, further going with that information and evolving out of those old patterns. So it's like we're replacing, if you will,
right,
you know, previous information with the other, though the other stays there. But if the trauma is no longer charged with a negative charge, basically, because we're writing in positive and negative charged
right.
information, writing it. Lost my train of thought there for a minute. Sorry.
That's fine. You're going through a lot of processing. So basically, you make sure to have something after the treatment to kind of cement the work that's been done.
Exactly. You know, and that's very important as well. It's important for them to see the patterns, but it's also important for the individual to take some sort of action.
Right.
Otherwise, there would be a real flat process to that. What we've seen with client sessions is that if you do those action items, you get the maximum benefit out of the session. And since it's like a quantum effect, it increases exponentially with every bit of energy that you put into it.
Right.
Because there's definitely, you know, I'm talking about sort of the conscious understanding, there's definitely an energetic quantum energy, you know, associated with that. And through a session, the client does breath work to create additional energy through, and there is a process of healing affirmations that are done within the session. So if that person, I have a client, you know, perhaps that I'm working with, if they take those recommendations, they do the affirmations, or I do recommend a lot of flower essences by Alaskan Essences because they're very specific in nature and they help to work with the subtle energy. So you kind of want to attack it from all 360, if you will. You know,
right.
So the more energy you put in it, the more you derive out of it. The other thing that's very interesting about the method is that when an individual first listens to it, their perception point is at a particular focus. Once they continue to listen to the CD and their perception shifts, they're going to hear the information differently. So like one session can expand over time to continue a healing process for a really long period of time. Kind of like the gift that keeps on giving, if you will.
Right. That's not the good one. Excellent. So you have different kinds of, I'm looking at your website actually, and let's go ahead and give that website right now. It is www.cjmarts.com, and she has more information on there on the process and how to do it. And you actually do have, you do train other people as well to do this. And you do have a training coming up also in April, correct?
Right, and it's a very exciting training. I actually sent the method to Irvin Laszlo himself, Gulp, you know, in October of last year. He was thrilled with the practical application of his theory. And he also provided me with much-needed input as far as what we could do to take it to the next level. You know, you hear about, you know, emotional freedom techniques. You
right.
hear about energy psychology. And where I've always been, my intent has been for this to be the development of a new type of energy psychology or transpersonal psychology method. He really helped with his input to do that. So those improvements to the method have been evolving over the past year to take it to a much deeper level at looking at trauma, assessing the severity and so forth, and then to add additional charts that we kind of left out that, you know, when you're going through a process, you brainstorm and do as much as you can, certainly.
But you know, also learn more as you're going along, so the new charts would naturally evolve as the process does.
Right. And so the April training in Kansas City is the first ever training of the new and improved method. So I actually have existing practitioners who I call my friends rather than my students, really. Are coming to get the updated information, and we're already, you know, it's in April, but we're already getting sign-ups. There's been a huge demand recently and over the past year to be trained. Originally, I had been doing one-on-one training long distance, which actually was very effective. Then I stopped doing that about 6 months ago in order to really ramp up the new method. So the previous students actually got the benefit of working with me more one-on-one. But the group energy shouldn't be discounted, because when we get in a group situation, and we'll have seasoned practitioners as well as new people there, the group energy is very powerful. So I'm very excited about the new training and the opportunity there to open this up more widely, you know, to be used as a method by practitioners. The other thing I'd like to add is that AFT comes from the standpoint of being complementary. In other words, if you do some other healing, you do Reiki, you do other types of healing with people, AFT does not replace that. In fact, it is an enhancer. So I have a lot of students who do rebirthing and other types of modalities, and they find that those very specific emotional issues that they can't really get at with another type of program, it just kind of plugs in. And, you know, I always wanted it to be a method that wasn't, you know, some methods, and I can't think of any specifically, but, you know, some people will develop a method and say, you know, this is the end-all, be-all, you know,
right.
This is it. Never did I ever want that to happen, and it really has not happened, because it's not the way I train people, first of all, but it is meant to definitely be an enhancement tool, and so it makes other modalities more effective. because of that compliment.
Now, like other modalities, is this process able to do it long distance?
Yes, actually, the only thing you need to, in order to do a session is a person's name and birth date. That's it. I manage my entire practice long distance. I work with clients in about, I think I counted 14 different countries now. And so everything is actually a session discovery part is where I find all the patterns. The interpretation is actually digitally recorded into the computer system. And so they get their materials from, you know, from me immediately following the discovery process. That's the beauty of it. You know, I don't actually, I work out of my home. You know, I don't actually have an office because there is really no need to do that. But okay. I do have practitioners that do the discovery process first, then meet with the client for the interpretation directly. I'm just not in a position to do that, so I don't do it that way, but it's whatever the student is comfortable with as far as managing their own practice. A lot of people see people in person, but it's not required. The other thing that's, even though there's an intuitive process to AFT that certainly enhances it, you don't have to be intuitive or feel like, well, everybody's intuitive. Let me back up.
Yes. It's the method or the amount of development of their intuition. But
right.
I think any kind of training like this actually builds that up. It's almost inherent in the process. If you do any kind of healing modality, your intuitiveness will increase. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. What happens here is that both two segments are attracted to doing the work. One are people who are very intuitive healers, and it helps them actually to organize that intuition into specifics more readily. The other is the very logical or left-brained person takes to this method very well because there's a linear process to which we get the information. So, you know, I tell people, it's like you don't have to, you know, feel like you have heightened intuition to do the method. A lot of things are very common sense, but what comes out of it is the logical, linear person develops more intuition. The intuitive person gets grounded and develops other skills as well.
Excellent. Now, do you want to let the audience know if they do have any questions? They are welcome to call in, and the numbers are, in the United States, it's 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, it is 888-815-9756. So if you have any questions for CJ, please, you are welcome to call in. You also, on your website, have free classes that you are offering.
Right. I started doing that in 2007. I have a very good relationship with a website called Earthborn Rising. And so all of the classes are convened in a chat room. I do audio video feeds, and people log on and are able to take the classes from me for free. Those classes that are missed, they are recorded. So I do have some of the previous classes on my website available. And the free classes go very well. People are very interested in the topics. My first series that I did was on an Akashic Field Learning series, which discussed the Akashic Records, you know, the impact of the Akashic Field, as well as, you know, how our soul memory basically affects our daily life. So that's very popular, and I'm beginning the series again on December 2nd. Actually, it's already coming up this
yes, it's
Sunday. So the Akashic Records, our infinite soul memory, is the next class that is held. And anybody can log in. They don't even have to pre-register. It's a free class. You just kind of show up. And we usually get a good group of people. And then in the chat room, you're able to type questions at the end of the class to clarify information. The last series that I got done with was actually on vibrational healing, because I have about 18 months of training and a 6-month practicum in vibrational medicine. So that was kind of an easy one for me to do. Lots of prep work, so there's a lot of information, you know, for that one as well as the other classes. but I really enjoy teaching, and I enjoy being able to offer something, you know, complimentary, you know.
Right.
To educate people is really important, as well as, you know, when I'm doing my sessions, educating the client is, you know, really primary to the work that I do. So people can, you know, go on my website to find more information on those things.
Can you explain a little more about the vibrational healing? Exactly what that entails? I mean, I know you have a whole class, but to be quite honest, I know it's around, but I don't know exactly how it works.
That's a good question. Let's see.
I'm challenging you here.
You are challenging me. I'm in Central Standard Time. It's getting close to my bedtime.
I apologize.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time. Vibrational healing really encompasses the ability to use subtle energies and direct subtle energies at different problem areas within the physical body and the various energetic systems, primarily targeting the endocrine system. All of our endocrine glands actually are where our spiritual energy comes from. That's
right.
That's the physical source of that. The chakra system is returning the energy directly into the endocrine system. Vibrational healing encompasses all kinds of things and complement to each other, whether it be nutrition, energy work, things like that. What I was trained in is to be able to use a more directed energy intention with the work to clear things from the body, to change the vibrational rate of, you know, organs that are dysfunctioning. We have a very powerful, you know, ability to be healers. And so vibrational healing, you know, really encompasses the ability to do that. And it's actually what led to a chart system being used in AFT, because what I had were similar charts that went over the various systems of the body, different energy systems, and the ability to identify those imbalances. And it was very effective. And then, you know, the treatment options were pretty extraordinary as far as doing directed technique. What I would say that makes it a little different is with Reiki and some other healing, which is very important, I'm not discounting that, but the energy is kind of channeled through.
Right.
With vibrational healing, what you're doing is you are balancing your own endocrine system so that you can take that energy with a more laser-like quality to it. You know, it's like shining a beam into the physical body. And there are different frequencies that all of our body systems ideally need to operate at. So using energy actually is very good for changing the frequencies that are going on.
Interesting. Very interesting. So you also do quantum healing as well. Is that totally different from everything else, or do you kind of blend everything together?
Everything's, yeah, the blend approach is really
But did work. You learn something separate for the quantum healing?
No. In fact, what AFT is now being called is an integral method, you know, for quantum healing.
Okay.
What we're engaging in is a quantum process. And so, you know, it's changed from being, you know, labeled as soul clearing, which really kind of spoke to the fact that we might be rewriting things or actually clearing things out. And that's not exactly what was happening. So we got a little out of the esoteric as far as how we were, you know, are presenting the method. But it is very much an engaging process in quantum healing.
Excellent. So let's go back to AFT. So after a session, a person, is there going to be kind of like a residual, like the actual issue really coming up to the surface so they really see it, or does it just dissipate and they don't realize it's going on?
It's a really active process, and everybody's uniquely different. depending on how much of that memory is actually, you know, in the mechanisms and pathways for the different behaviors are represented in the body, it can actually engage some emotional, you know, healing, which, you know, requires that you actually go through the emotions that you've been suppressing.
Right.
But it is a gentle process. It's not meant to shake anybody's world up. You know, some people have very temporary physical types of manifestations, you know, pain in the body or a particular area of the body. Some people can have a lot of anger come up. I had one client say, you know, I listened to the CD. It was fine. I didn't really have an emotional reaction to it. And then I woke up at 3 a.m. very, very angry for no apparent reason.
Right.
And it was, you know, the emotions obviously are the way that we release energy in the body. And sometimes anger is one that we don't want to gravitate toward, but it's perfectly natural to have, you know, an anger reaction to things. So there's people definitely know something is going on with them. As far as their heightened awareness, that changes a lot of things right there. But the energy of it continues to actually increase and then dissipate. So initially you get a charge of energy and things trying to leave you, and then things balance back out. And that can be very different. It can be somewhat dramatic for some people. Other people, they have the conscious awareness and they get through it real fast. It's very individualized to the particular person's needs.
Now, is this a process you can do on a child, or is it best just to wait till they start making trouble as teenagers?
That's a wonderful question. I'm actually glad that you asked that. What we've seen with children is that they don't have as many of those defense mechanisms sort of built up over time. You know, it's like it took you so many years to get this way.
Right.
So when doing a session for a child, they're highly effective because there's not a lot of that in the way. And it doesn't matter how small that they are. You know, we all come in with these types of programs running. A good example is my niece. She was a child that for some reason, it wasn't that she wasn't loving, but she did not like to hug people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was somewhat aloof in that way and kept a distance from people. And it was very irrational type of behavior that definitely wasn't what was reinforced in the home. When we identified the life programs on her and merely had her, you know, being present while my sister was listening to the recording, those things almost shifted overnight, and now you can't walk in the door without her, you know, hugging all over everybody. So, you know, it's very effective for children. I don't know why I don't do as many sessions with children. I think that maybe we don't think about those things until we get, you know, a little older in life. It's very
right.
good for teenagers.
And they're the teenagers and they're the rebels and you're pulling out your hair.
Yeah, I have three of them, so.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yes. So when you're doing a session, are people able to get an idea of what is going on in their past lives, like the Akashic Record reading or a psychic reading? Is that part of the deal? Or do you basically just focus on the core issue in that you're dealing with and not where it originated?
Well, I think that the past life, you know, if something doesn't really fit, like, you know, I might get a physical trauma being murdered. Well, obviously the person's not murdered.
Right.
In this life. So we glean then, you know, that definitely originates in the past life. And it's been my experience that any core issue now in the present moment originated elsewhere. And it's kind of a continuum, you know, something you continue to work on. But the focus primarily is in the present moment, the now, because that's the most important for, you know, for a person is to recognize what's going on right now. You know, so we don't get into so much of past life reading. I will get a feeling for perhaps the original situation. I may see things, and I'll share those, but it's really secondary to what we're doing, primarily because we're always living in the past, you know.
Yes.
To be more present in the moment, and, you know, then it opens up future possibilities that were always there but not perceived by the person.
So a person doesn't have to worry about really getting even more trapped in the past by going through this.
Right. In fact, it very much shifts the focus out of the past events, and they kind of get rearranged a bit and resolved rather than being something that's affecting them, you know, right now. And so, you know, it's a very much a healing process for a person to finally be able to look at those issues with clarity and make, you know, positive choices from there. You know, we all have available choices to us. It's just whether or not we see what those options are. You know, whether we can, you know, and you know, I don't know about you, but I, you know, I'm pretty subjective when I'm looking at myself.
Yes.
This provides an objective point of view, which is, I think, pretty important to gain clarity. You know, some people are very global thinkers, which means they can kind of step outside of themselves.
Right.
But most people aren't really there as far as how they perceive reality. You know, it's very much, what would I say, or a somewhat contracted point of view when we're dealing with core issues.
Right.
And so really,
for me, at times, I'll get a core issue, but for some reason, just I tend to need the 360 view of that core issue and all the different ways that it's affecting me to really clear it. Is that generally necessary, or is it, I'm just a little different that way. Do you truly, I mean, when you get to the core issue, do you necessarily need to see how it has affected you in so many different ways?
Well, I don't know that you have to see every single little, you know, way that it's affected you. I think an overall view is perfectly adequate, you know, for someone to do it. You know, and when we are looking at what happens is, you know, you'll see the symptoms. You'll see that you don't get into positive or healthy relationships. You'll see, you know, things that really get your attention in your life. So you start looking at those core issues, but often the real key is elusive. You know, it's difficult to see.
Right.
We may be very good processors. You know, I think, I believe so strongly in our ability to heal ourselves. But, you know, we're really distracted. We don't, you know, I think I've had a past life as a monk, you know, it'd be wonderful to sit in meditation all day long. But, you know, in a practical sense, that's not available to most of us.
No.
So that we wouldn't be distracted by daily activities. And I think that's what makes it very, you know, difficult sometimes for us to overcome things is because, you know, we have a very fast-paced life now. Things are not so simple. Whereas I think, you know, also that we are in a unique time in human evolution in our consciousness. Yeah, so people are waking up to go, you know what, this doesn't work for me anymore.
Right.
What can I do? You know, I need to really look at this. I want more happiness. I want more fulfillment. You know, and when the subconscious is in charge of everything, all you're doing is surviving. You're not thriving. And you're sort of going through the daily motions of life. I don't know about you, but, you know, there are weeks that go by and I go, where did the week go?
Yes.
Because I don't have enough focus on the present moment, you know, because I get busy like everyone else. I have issues like everyone else, you know.
Well, we are human.
We are, and I'm allowing myself more these days all the time to be that, to be human.
You mentioned a CD that your sister or your niece listened to help with the situation. So she went through a session and she got a CD about the patterns to help correct it. Was that CD like affirmations? Or did I mishear that?
Yeah, well, what the CD, let me take you through a kind of a short example of this.
Okay.
Basically, when a life program is identified, you have all these patterns and
right. The
root trauma. When the CD is recorded, first of all, the recording is very helpful because there's so much information. There's a participation part on behalf of the client when they're listening to it. There are healing affirmations to address each and every pattern and life program that's present. And so they can be very present with that. We do breath to create additional spiritual energy, chi, life force, prana.
Right.
And so they are actually participating or completing the process when they're listening to it. And so that CD is sent to the client. Any additional affirmations, you know, in hard copy, you know, they get a lot of papers from me as well. I call it homework, you know. People
say
it's homework, but, you know, it's I always say that I'm the facilitator of the delivery of the information.
Mm-hmm.
What you choose to do with it is entirely up to you. I'm just going to help guide you in the right direction to see what you need to do now. So.
Okay. Now, I mentioned your book.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a process that somebody really can do on their own because you can't heal yourself, or is it really best to have somebody work with them and use the book after the process just to do cleanup work?
Well, I got to say both, you know.
Okay.
The origination of the book itself was because I kept writing custom affirmations for people that worked well for core issues. And a lot of people say, well, what can I do to work with the Akashic Field myself? And so in gathering all those affirmations together and different descriptions of core issues to identify with, you know, a person could do the work on their own. The difference between that, which has a healing, you know, process, and AST is that we're going to laser in very specifically and very quickly to the core issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a session is in some ways a lot more rapid process. But, you know, we have a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there, so I always encourage that. And so, you know, getting the book and working with those affirmations and directing your intention on particular core issues is really effective also. So I have to say both.
Okay. And the book, I do recommend it. I've done it several times, actually. I pulled it back out when I remembered. I met CJ about actually right before you started doing the new program, started rewriting it. You were just tasked with Laszlo. And you were very excited, and so I got in the book, and I wanted to talk to you about it, and so I've done, and it's been very effective. So,
well, hopefully it's written in a pretty clear manner.
It is very clear.
And that's the idea. You know, I like to keep it simple, you know, and practical sense of our lives, you know, things are very complicated. I think that we can overcomplicate things sometimes.
Most definitely.
The other exciting thing that's going on that I wanted to mention is that Laszlo asked me to co-author a book with him.
Oh, excellent.
Right.
Excellent. So when is that process going to get started?
Well, currently we're in the writing stage. Basically, it's going to be a two-part book. One will be about the sort of the science behind the Akashic Field and whatever Laszlo wants to throw in there because he's written like 69 books. in his lifetime, I think he's in the early 70s. But the second part is more of my practical experience, you know, the subconscious dance that we do, how this theory really affects our daily life, and how it then contributes not only to our individual consciousness, but toward, you know, global transformation. I don't know what the Chinese say, you know, when a butterfly flaps its wings, a tsunami.
Right.
Of the world, you know. It's very much the same way, and I think that we need to start thinking about ourselves as large contributors to the healing of the entire world. Because I think, you know, it's we minimize sometimes what we do to change the world around us.
And
it's my hope in the work that I do is to empower people to make those positive changes, and then the ripple effect, you know, occurs. You know, you start changing and people start changing around you. You know, a lot of people see that in their daily life experiences. So he wanted me to write that part of the book because it's really not the side that, you know, he's very much for global transformation, don't get me wrong. That's not really his area. And so I about fell out of my chair, actually, to be honest.
Well, it is quite a thrill when your mentor, your teacher, you know, your... That to ask you to co-author a book, that's huge, and I do congratulate you. That's wonderful.
Thank you. I'm really, really very ecstatic you know, about that possibility. The other thing, you know, I really would like to be teaching more and lecturing across the country.
So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, since time is getting short, and I know you want to go to sleep, why don't you tell the audience, once again, how they can get in touch with you if they want a session or more information about getting the book or any of the wonderful things?
Well, I used to be a web designer my previous life, so my website's really, really very complete as far as, you know, getting in touch with me. I until January 1, I've shut down answering questions, but there's also a free aspect to my site called Ask CJ. I really wanted to give back to the populace out there, you know, some of my insights. And so back in when January 1st hits, I'll continue that process. But there's a blog on my website where people are allowed to ask one question for free.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little bit like an advice column. But at the same time, you know, it's something that people can get a quick insight into, you know, into themselves or a particular issue that's going on. And that's something that I also started within the last 6 months. I thought it would be very interesting to do that, and it's been very popular. So that's something else they can check out on the website. The flyer for the training is also there. I've tried to direct from the homepage a lot of the key areas, but you know, I invite people to explore the menus because everything's there, from learning about the Akashic Field to what AFT is about, what benefits, you know, who would benefit from those things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty complete. And so, you know, that address is www.cjmart, as in Tom, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, because sometimes people can misspell it. Or you can just do a Google search for CJ Martis, too, for Akashic Field Therapy, and I'm in there. So you can find it that way. Also, I have an 800 number, so I always invite personal questions. I get a lot through my website, but I'm a very down-to-earth, you know, love to talk to people. So they can always call my 800 number as well, which is 800-604-9967.
Excellent. And I do want to thank CJ for joining me today on air. I really appreciate you staying up a little later tonight. And join us in answering these questions. The Akashic Field is something that I think a lot of people are going to be working on more and more, so we're going to hear more and more about you, I'm sure. So I want to thank you again for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure. And, you know, we're just getting started with AFT, so yeah.
Yes, most definitely.
So
I want to also mention that next week I will be doing a pre-record with interview with Ted Andrews. He is it's a reference book, His Animal Speaks. I look at it probably at least once a day, if not more. And he has a new CD version of it, so I'm going to be talking to him next week, and that will be playing next week. Until next time, I am Jennifer Hellman, wishing you, with each breath of air, you gain new insights and inspiration. Thank you very much for listening. Many blessings, and good night.